Hi there. I am so sorry I'm late.
That's quite all right. I was occupying myself with breathing.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. So I want to hear about your week. I'm sorry I was delayed on another call that just,
that's
of course, came in just as I was about to dial in.
That's all right. I needed to, it's been a crazy, off-kilter day for me, so I really needed the space to just do some breathing and snap back into whatever, a more balanced place, so, yeah.
I could feel that. I could feel that you were off today, because I was checking in. I wanted to see where we wanted to go today, and what I got was that I needed to wait and talk to you.
Oh, okay. That was an off-kilter day. I didn't meditate this morning, and I'm not eating carbs the last couple of days, so I recognize how much I self-soothe with food.
Yes.
So the least
I understand.
Little thing, I felt like a little baby. What? This didn't button right. I can't handle it. And all of that.
Yes.
So I had to keep bringing myself back. Throughout the day, I did some alternate breathing. It's like, okay, you're not a fan of yourself right now. So change it. So it was a lot of work today, just getting moments. They were fleeting, but moments of sanity and of just being present. So, anyways, I feel much better right now.
Oh, just a little bit of breathing, huh?
Yeah.
Funny how that is, huh?
Mm-hmm. So I will tell you, I didn't understand the long breath.
You didn't understand what?
The long breath? Yeah. I don't think I was doing it right.
Okay. Well, tell me how you were doing it, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, so that was my legs crossed, and I had my hands on my front of my knees so that my arms were straight, and then I sort of curved.
You don't need to have your arms straight. They can actually, your arms can just kind of relax if they're on your knee. You can put them in Jnana Mudra, which is when you're holding your thumb and your forefinger together.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's a traditional one.
Right.
There are many different mudras for different things, but, this is a good one.
And then I sort of curved my back in.
No, you don't want to curve in. You want to keep your back straight.
Okay, so. All right, and then my chin was stuck.
Just a little bit. It doesn't have to be down very low. You just want to have the back of your neck straight. If you just tuck your chin a little bit, it straightens the back of your neck.
Okay. And then breathing in. So it feels like I'm pushing down into where around my belly button and above my belly button and all through there.
Yeah, you want to push down a little, you want to just bring the air in. Just imagine that it's filling up your belly. And, sometimes it helps if you lie down when you first do this breath. So you just lie down on your back and just put your hand on your belly and just watch your hand go up and down with the breath.
Okay, so that's like when I do it, a really good deep breathing.
Right, that's exactly it.
And then just, okay. I think I was making it way too complicated.
Yeah, it's not complicated.
Okay. All right, that was it. That was my question.
Yeah, very cool. So tell me what threw you off today.
My mom came down to stay with us last night because she was having a really difficult time. She had the shot that they give you to strengthen your bones when you have a lot of bone cancer, and it made her really out of it, and she couldn't even really walk. We had to tell her how to walk. So she slept with me and moaned a lot, and so I think I ended up feeling agitate today.
You're carrying a lot of her stuff. You took it on. It's okay. You know, it happens. So we're just going to clear you. Okay, that feels better.
Good.
You were feeling so much wanting to help. And it was, you know, the empathy, because we were all empathic to one degree or another. And, you know, and that really is so beautiful, because we recognize our oneness. We want to be able to do something to help. And because you were feeling helpless, you were very open. So, does that feel any different now?
Yeah, it feels better. Yeah, I couldn't do it all. I had to tend to work and running here and there. And rather than saying, hey, this is what my mom needs, you know, don't be irritable so that she feels bad or like a burden, and just do it with joy. But it was really hard for me to, I just was getting stressed out about my job and taking care of her, my job, and everything else, and just didn't handle it well for me on the inside.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, because you were carrying her stuff, that also threw you off. So now if you look at your job, and actually we're going to play with this a little bit. We're going to work on... Do we work on relationships? It's terrible. I don't remember. Okay. Well, this is something we're going to do today. We're going to work on relationships. Now, let's look at your relationship with your job. So what I want to do is I want you to imagine what would represent your job to you. What image would represent your job?
The corporation.
Okay. So what's the image for that?
Just a couple of people that I think don't even get what we do as a company, that run the company.
Okay. So are you working for someone else, or is this your business?
Not working for someone else. I work for I started working for a privately owned company. And a couple of years ago, they sold it to a big company. And it is, we were, a number of therapeutic programs for at-risk young adults and adolescents. Very caring, very loving. And the people who are at the program are still those people. However, the ones in charge, the corporation and the board, it is a money, not around making money, but there seems to be the missing link to what the soul of the company is about. You know, actually caring for families. So there's a disconnect with me and that group, actually.
Because you don't feel like they're doing their part.
Well, I feel that. How they see it, how I see things are different.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and that's
all
good
right.
To know, because it's important when you're working with people that you have an alignment of your goals.
Oh, yeah. The job has no passion, but I'm really grateful for it, because it allows me autonomy for the most part.
Right.
To be able to do other things. I'm really grateful for that. It just doesn't, there used to be a passion there that's not there. And, I'm not about to go slay dragons and try to have a cause about the whole thing. I don't own the company. The people who own the company, that's the direction they want to take it. And, you know, for me, it's like, it gets me to to the next stop when I need to get off at the whatever stop I'm going to get off of. You know, so I'm okay with it. But I'm not real connected. I mean, there's not a deep
You're more neutral there. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So, but you were having some issues with them today.
No, more yesterday, but
okay.
Yeah. It's just a disconnect, and I'm aware of it, so.
And how long have you worked there?
I think this is like 9 years. 9 years. So a long time.
Yeah, a long time, but then they sold it to this larger company a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
And they've gone corporate.
Oh, very corporate. Yeah. Very corporate, yeah. And, you know, we're just a piece of a number of other things that they do, so it's perfect timing. It really is. I think if I had greater confidence in myself, I would have left years ago.
So what would you rather be doing?
I'd probably do some kind of coaching, something in which I like the autonomy, and say, because I work from home and I travel and I arrange my schedule for the most part. And so that's really great. I like that. And I like things that are short term and can be helpful.
Okay.
So I'm just sorting all of that out. I keep collecting tools for my toolbox, but you think I'd be able to start using the tools sooner or later.
You know, I have friends that I've gone through many trainings with, and they come to me, you know, for coaching. But I'm like, why aren't you doing this? You know, it's just a lack of confidence, you know? It's because I know it would feed their souls.
Yeah, and I know it would feed and it does whenever I, I'm trained as a therapist, and I haven't done that since I have had this job, and I don't want to do therapy.
What kind of therapist are you trained as?
Psychotherapy. Clinician.
But so you've kept up your license?
Yeah.
Well, see, now that gives you validity to do some other things.
Yeah.
It does. You know, because you have the initials after your name, and you could even do things that are a little more woo-woo that might be more fun, but you still have the credibility.
Yeah, so I think the getting training in NLP and some hypnosis, I think, might just seem to be.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
In the organization where you work, do they have learning time, and you could create when everything shifts and you're back home. You know, maybe you would be able to create sessions over lunch, for people to, have like a free session or two, and then put a little addendum at the bottom. Would you like to see classes like this offered here? And then go to your employers.
I don't work in a building with other people.
Okay.
Yeah, I work by myself out of just from home. And,
but there is a building with other people.
Yeah, I don't ever go there. I mean, I'm not affiliated with them in that sense. You know, it's in another town.
Corporate
office. Yeah.
So is it far from you?
Probably an hour.
I'm just, making this as a suggestion. That might be a different way for you to interact there, and it might be a way to launch yourself as someone who has this other expertise, and it might be a way to shift your career without really leaving where you are.
It's food for thought.
Yeah. I mean, just put it out there because it just came in and said, tell her.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So certainly, whether it's there or something else that I'm connected with, it's certainly something I hadn't thought about, so.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's something. So let's look at relationships. So one of the ways that I look at relationships, like I look at like your relationship to other people or relationships to yourself, relationships to your job, your career, your relationship to money, all of, you know, everything has a consciousness. So even relationships have consciousness. Rocks have consciousness. Grains of sand have consciousness. Each of the cells in your body has a consciousness. And have you heard this before?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they do. And so you can clear the karma of any relationship you want just by clearing it energetically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to clear my relationship with money because I can manifest money, but I also manifest right behind it some situation that takes it most of it away.
So, yeah, because what it is that you have a set point. You have a money set point. And when you reach it, it's like, oh, I don't really deserve this. I better get rid of it now.
Yeah, so I'd like to change that one.
Okay, well, that's easy. And there's several ways we can do that. So, because I'm checking out, I don't get that it's really limiting belief. I get that it's more of a pattern. And I get that it's more from your dad than your mom. Were you able to access the calls last time?
Because
you don't have to take
page.
Notes.
No, I'm not taking notes. Yeah, no. Right.
You were able to access the page and the calls and everything?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay. So what I'm seeing here is that there's this pattern, but there's a couple of ways we can approach it, and I'm going to teach you this way, which appeared to me one day when I was working with a client. And if you can imagine that your money, however it represents to you, it could be like a huge bag of coins or you know, a big dollar bill or, you know, the dollar sign, however money shows up for you, just imagine that there's a big pile of it maybe 3-4 feet away from you. And then I want you, can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want you to look at what's connecting you to that money. Do you see cords? Do you see threads? Do you see, what do you see?
I see, like, things jutting in the pathway, not totally crossing the fully, completely blocking me, but just almost like they have to weave in and around things.
Right. So there are impediments that are coming in there. So there's like a pathway between you and money. Do you
mm-hmm.
see any strings or cords or anything like that? Ropes, cords?
Yeah, right to my second chakra.
Which is about right. When you want to create things, that's the chakra to create from. That's where we create babies. And that's really very appropriate. Many people try to create money from like their heart chakra or their head, you know, up in, it doesn't belong there. Creating money really does come from your second chakra. Creating comes from your second chakra.
Oh, because I always thought it was your third chakra. Yeah, what
now, that would be relationships and willpower and will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In fact, when I was tuning into you earlier, I was feeling a lot of like jumble in my solar plexus.
Yeah, me too, all day.
Yeah, so, you know, it was sort of like, well, what are we going to work on today? And I thought, you know, I'm going to have to wait and see. But so the relationship, so here we have this money. So we have two things happening here. We see impediments, and we see, did you say you see like tendrils or cords? What do you see?
A cord.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because when I'm looking at it, I'm seeing a monkey, and he's climbing all over it, which is something I have never seen before.
All over what?
All over the cord.
Oh.
He's just jumping all around. I have to, you know, I mean, he's showing up, so I have to, I have to look at that. So, it's letting me know, that's very funny, that there's an additional issue here with money. So there are some impediments, but then there's also, it's almost like a monkey on your back, I think is kind of like what it's telling me with regard to the money or relationship with the money. So I'm just going to file that because that's really interesting. Oh, you know what? Let me put on the recorder because I didn't put on the recorder, although I think there is a back. I'm so sorry I didn't start the recording. Although I understand that there are back recordings of these, so I can probably go in. So, okay, so we're looking at money, and you have impediments in the past between you and money. And there's a cord that you see between you and the money. I saw a monkey climbing all over it, running back and forth and stuff. More toward the money side, you know. And I want to ask you a little further. The cord that you see, is it like a spider web, like a filament, or is it thicker? What does it look like?
It's thicker. It's like heavy rope that's made up of lots of fiber.
And is it, what does it look like in terms of, is it covered with crud or is it shimmering? What does it look like?
It's sort of white with a red thread wrapped, you know, around it here and there. Not totally covered in red, but just a red string piece of it that's twirling around it.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Well, that's a different take. So I think we're going to start with the impediments because that's what presented first. So let's look at the impediments. Now you actually could. Now we need to explore them a little bit. So what do these impediments look like?
They really what it is almost. Like it eclipses the vision. It's not like I see a form. It's just
there's something blocking your view of the money.
Blocking the view of the path, like the path. Is, so if I had the string from me to the cord from me to the money about the level of the cord, the height of the cord, it's almost a very sort of dense, you know, kind of solid, but if you can think of a dense smoke that just...
Beautiful. Okay.
Blocks.
So the impediment is kind of this smoky crud.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scientific term.
Yeah. I thought it might be.
Okay. So I want you to take your hands and start to clear away the smoke.
And I'm sorry, take my hands and do what?
Clear away the smoke, brush it aside, and there's an angel standing right next to you, hovering in the air, and he's got a basket. So just put that smoke in the basket.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now
still
we're
there a little bit.
Huh?
We're still there a little bit.
Okay. Well, just get it clear. We want all of it clear in the basket. And the basket will expand to take it in. So now that's clear. And we're going to ask the angel to take it up to the light and transmute it into love and light and bring it back and sprinkle it over you, the cord, and the money. I see that's already looking better. How does that look to you?
Nice. I got chilled, you know?
Yeah. But see, what we're doing is we're working on a different level. This is a metaphysical level that we can use to actually shift things in this world and the material, so-called material world. It, you know, we think that everything is here is made out of matter, but it's mostly energy. It's, you know, our bodies are 99.999% energy. Or spirit, and 0.09% matter. If you took the structure of a cell, you would see that it's mostly space. So this appears to be solid, but it's just energy. Which is why people who can, you know, do that karate hand chop can chop through a piece of wood. You know, with your focused intent, you can shift that. Just go right through. So we're shifting it. We're working in the unseen realms. And so now we have cleared the view of money. You see it and you feel, can you see that you have a very solid connection?
Mm-hmm.
So do you see the monkey at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, well, I need to address him because he showed up. And that was very unusual. Okay, so I need to address him? I do. Okay, so he's representing something. That would be thoughts. Have you been finding that you have been obsessing on the subject of money with your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got, you know, I just keep calling it in.
You know, well, that would be your little monkey. So, okay, so let's take the monkey, and we're going to give him over to the angel and let her take him, or him take him, and let him fly up to the light and... Okay. Coming back with a dove and sprinkling all kinds of good stuff. Okay. Well, that shifted. So when you look at the cord connecting you to money, does it look clean?
No, actually, now it's just mud here and there.
Good. So you're going to take your hand and we're going to clear off the mud. And the angel standing by, we're going to put that in the basket. That's what I was expecting. The other stuff showed up. So we have to deal with it. You have to clear the mud off.
Oh, nice. See, like real crusty stuff.
Yeah, just keep cleaning
it.
Because this is your old money karma. We are clearing it. Clearing the relationship between you and money. And when we're done, then the angel will take it up to the light and transmute that energy into love and light. And I see the angel just sprinkling little gold showers all over it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Now that feels very different. So now I want to bring in the Holy Spirit, and we're just going to ask him to enter into this relationship with money. Bring in the holy name of God, Yahweh Elohim. There we go. And there you go. You have a whole different relationship with money.
You know, the feel, the energy feel of it totally shifted to be much lighter and on a different level, makes sense, but just a different, just the whole seeing it in the court and everything just I guess that shifting just felt very lighter.
Yeah, good. That's good. Okay. Wow, that's still shifting for you. So sit back and watch it because, whew, you're about to take off. Now you are going to find some big shifts in your relationship with money. But just be aware that occasionally something may come up that will need clearing.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? There you go. How do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah? What are you noticing?
Feeling wiser, what I'm seeing.
What was that?
I said physically feeling or what I'm seeing?
Both.
Okay, so that cord actually, because I had visualized gold bars, and that cord, it just, like those gold bars were just a ray of golden energy. That cord became a ray of golden energy that just came to me and just filled me up. So the gold bars in myself was the same, that same, you know, whatever, you know, like goldy, sparkly stuff.
Yeah, good. Wow, can you feel that shift in your head? Yeah, that feels really good. Awesome. So that's one of the ways that we work with relationships. I had the experience several years ago when, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, I went to my friend's beach house with her for about 5 days, and We were playing with, you know, energy field, doing a lot of healing, you know, personal healing and for each other. And basically, we did a lot of work I worked on my relationship with my former husband, and she worked on her current husband. And when we left, you know, 5 days later, her husband, who was he's very cheap, thrifty, bought a car for her son and used the tax money he had set aside for the beach house to buy the car. So pigs were flying past the window, right? And now, my former husband, whenever my kids would come to visit, I had to pay for that. He was living in Florida at the time, but he would never pay. And so when my kids, you know, they would visit him as well, but I always was the one who paid. And so my former husband said to my daughter, "You're coming to Florida, right? How much is your ticket? I want to give your mom half for that ticket." And she didn't respond right away. He got back to her. He said, "I have a check I want to give you to give your mom for that ticket." So pigs were flying past my window, too. So this stuff is very potent. You know? So is there anything else you'd like to work on?
I sit on the fence about whether or not I want to bring a relationship, romantic relationship into my life.
Yeah, I knew that was coming in.
I've been sitting on that fence for a long time.
That's okay. That's very okay. So let's take a look. That, I did this actually in my class. You know, we cleared, actually it had to do with work. And we can clear your relationship with work as well. But I don't get that it really needs to. It seems like you have clarity there. It doesn't seem, yeah, it seems that feels okay. But in terms of a relationship, yeah. That, you know, back and forth feeling like, well, you know, I like my space, but do I want to share it? You know, I understand both sides of that. But, you know, truthfully, it's not good to bring in a relationship unless you have a wonderful relationship with you. But there are issues there in terms of relationships that need to be cleared. So I know you've done a lot of forgiveness work already. You did it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was that the second time?
Oh no, I didn't do it the second time. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, everything shows up as it needs to.
Yep. I've done a lot of forgiveness work before.
Right.
And doing
it again.
You can't
do too much of it, really.
Yeah. No, I totally hear that. And so when I did it this last time, the first time that I did it through your module was, it's very deep, and I know I can feel that I need to do it again, because I can feel still a heaviness there, and I can do a lot of work on myself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, forgiving myself.
Yeah.
So I did some of that, but I could tell, like, well, no, I just got the image of a Brillo pad, like when you're trying to get crusty stuff off a pan or something with a Brillo pad.
Yeah.
It got a lot off, but there's still, you know, well.
It's still not shining.
Yeah, still not shining. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got the visual too, so that's very cool. I was seeing the copper bottom pan. Okay. So let's take a look and see. Let's take a look and see. We're going to do this a little bit different. I'm going to give you another tool. Should I? Nope, not yet. I just was tapping in and it's like, nope, we're going to work with this one. So let's take a look and we'll look at what does it look like what would the image be for you to have a significant other? What would that look like?
I can see a companion in a home by the beach, and he's cooking in the kitchen, and we're laughing and talking.
Okay, so you can see that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I want you to take that image and place it across from you, maybe 3-4 feet. And again, take a look. What's connecting you?
I'm not sure I see anything connecting because I'm just looking in from the outside, but I don't see a connection.
You don't see any connection at all. But what I am feeling is something going on in your solar plexus. I have my
mm-hmm.
legs crossed tight, and I'm noticing that my first chakra is feeling a lot of fear.
Yeah, mine too.
So, let's take a look in your body before we go a little further, because this is what's showing up. And we work with what shows up. You know, we don't just, you know, you could choose arbitrarily what you want to work with, but we're just going to, I like to work with what shows up. I feel like it does that in order for a reason.
Right.
So, okay. So we got the stuff going on in the solar plexus, but it's the fear that's coming up first. And I want to take a look at how old are you in experiencing this fear? Your child. You're a little girl. Maybe 7 years old. Do you remember anything that might have happened when you were 7?
No. Good boy, I can really feel that fear.
But you feel it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there some sort of a betrayal? Something hit you really hard. So I want you to imagine that your little 7-year-old self is standing in front of you. I see her slapping you on the face. She's angry. She's really angry. So we say, it doesn't matter. We don't need to know what it is. But you need to let her know that you love her, because she feels like somehow you let her down. And I think it has to do with your dad. But she's angry at you, not so much at your dad. And does this make any sense?
Not fully.
That's okay. Well, let's go with it. Because, you know, if it's presenting, I want to go ahead with it. See if you can hold this little girl in your arms. Because she really feels very, very, very angry. And the word scorn is coming up. And it feels almost like somehow she was shamed. And you're not remembering any of this.
Mm-mm.
That's okay. You know, it could be something that got shut down. It happens. But just hold her in your arms and tell her that you love her and you will always protect her. Can you see how difficult she's being, or is that just me?
I'm not getting this difficult. I feel, you know, she's sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, yeah. Hold her in your arms and tell her how much you love her, how beautiful she is, what an amazing little girl she is. That you're always going to be there for her. And you'll never let her down. Yeah, that's shifting. So this is, you're going to need to do this over the next few weeks. Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just at least once a day. Hold her in your arms. I'm seeing a man with dark hair and blue eyes. Kind of like a picture from like maybe, like an old picture. He has very pale eyes and dark hair, like brown. Maybe like a medium brown hair. And it's parted on the side.
My dad was auburn hair with brown eyes. But when you described that person, it was a good feel.
Yeah, I don't feel it's your dad. But I just saw the picture, and the eyes were very light. But like brushed to the side, you know, like a full head of hair, but brushed to the side, you know, like very old-fashioned, like maybe 50s. I know you think about it. I have no idea who that is. It just, the picture showed up, so I'm letting you know.
Okay.
But is somebody around you? Okay. Anyway, so just make sure you love that little girl for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, and whenever she shows up. But this is a time that has really affected your relationships. And the fact that you don't even remember it might even be make it even more significant. I did have things that I had blocked out that resurfaced after a while. So I have no idea what it is, but we'll just we'll let it be. But definitely age 7. No, I'm seeing a younger little girl. Did you have curls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to say around 3. Really cute. You little cutie. Okay, this is not as significant an issue or incident, but this little one needs healing too. I'm not feeling the fear as much. But definitely that maybe just, you know, for maybe 3 or 4 days, she needs, you know, just to have that extra special love.
Okay.
You can communicate with her. That would be really important. Okay. So now let's go back to looking at the relationship and you. We're going back. We're going in. So you have the relationship about 3 or 4 feet away from you. It there's a little bit of the residual of the fear, but I'm not quite. It's more like anxiety now. And my legs are not all clenched together. So this is more like anxiety. So what do you see between you and the concept of having a relationship?
Now it feels like I'm in the scene, closer, watching it from in the house.
I'm not understanding you. Tell me again.
Okay, so where it was, I was watching it from the outside, looking in.
Yes.
Now, I'm in the house, and I see the scene.
Yeah, so you've now entered in. Somehow that thing with the 7-year-old, I think, might have involved a little boy as well. But anyway.
When I was 7, I really liked this boy in first grade, and I was there to kiss him, and I kissed him on the head, and then I was totally embarrassed in the whole class. Oh, my God. I don't think that would have fear.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember anything else, 7.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. So now you're inside now. You're actually in the relationship with your relationship.
Well.
Possibility.
Yeah, it's like I could step, not that I'm like an invisible, like, spirit. I'm there, and I could step into the body and have that experience, but somehow I haven't made that integration.
Okay, so you're still not quite in your body.
Right.
Okay, so there's still, I would say, a safety issue here. And it has to do with men.
Yeah, and I'm kind of just talking about it. All that fear came back up a lot.
Yeah, so, okay, well, let's take a look. So I want you to just feel the fear. Just feel the fear. We're going to hold the space, and you just feel it. Very cool. How are you doing with that?
Yeah, a lot of fear.
And where are you with that?
Sitting right, almost frozen in it.
You're still feeling like you're frozen?
Well, I feel like, you know, I can't go forward, I'm stuck.
Okay. I just want you to feel. Feel the I can't go forward, I'm stuck. Just feel what that feels like. How is that feeling?
Very uncomfortable.
Okay. It is safe because I'm checking in. It is safe.
I mean, I'm just sitting with it, feeling it, but.
Okay, you know, here's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to go back to where wherever this incident is in time, like right there, and I'm going to zap it. How's that?
That's better. My heart was racing.
Mm. So how is that now?
Feels better, safer.
Good. So now, let's go back to you looking at the relationship.
You know, I have to say there's just a storm inside of me. It's like, yeah, let's not. Let's just turn it away. Let's, you know. Think.
You still
don't
have that.
There.
Don't
yeah.
go there. So let me ask you, you know, in terms of your relationships, has there been anything that was, you know, so that would make you so fearful?
Well, I don't remember a good one.
You don't remember a good one?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't, you know.
But this, you know, you can see where this started. You know, as a little girl. Did it start there? We might need to go back. We got some past life stuff too, so let's just go back. I'm going to show you how to do this.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I want you to bend your arm at the elbow, whatever your dominant hand is. And I just want you to feel, we're going back in time, and I want you to feel. See, there it is. You can feel like where the incidence is. You'll feel like a subtle shift in the energy. Sorry, I don't know why that would be ringing. Oh, shoot. Hang on. Just what? Can you hold for just 1 second?
Sure.
Hi, Dave. I'm running a few minutes late. Can I call you in just a few? Okay. Bye bye. Sorry about that. I was so locked in energy here. Totally forgot where I was when that ring went off. I usually shut my cell phone off. Okay. So, were you able to feel that subtle shift in the energy?
No. So I just have my hand, my arm.
Have your arm is bent at the elbow. It's fairly close to your body.
Okay.
Oh no. I'm just shutting the phone off. This is terrible. I'm sorry.
To my side? I'm not sure where my arm is.
It doesn't matter. Just your side, but not necessarily there. And you're just going to start to slide it forward, but knowing that as you're sliding it forward, we're going back in time until you feel where this incident is. And you'll just feel like a slate.
Yeah,
almost like a hardening. You can feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to go in your head and imagine that there's a marble there that you're going to drop into your heart. And your heart, when it drops into your heart, it's going to send out ripples. So when I say 1, 2, 3, go, we're going to drop that marble into your heart and let the ripples go out. And there you go. That was pretty powerful. We'll give that a second to settle, and then we'll look at the relationship again. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel good.
Feels good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just collapsed a wave in the quantum field.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I know. And we went back in time to do it. So, yeah. Anyway, I want you to imagine that relationship possibility in front of you. And now you're looking at it. And what do you see?
Oh, wow.
Possibilities. We're going to play with this more next time. And I will set up some homework for you.
Okay.
But I'd love to go longer. Unfortunately, I can't.
Yes. I totally get that. Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, this is fun. So, yeah, we did a little time travel today, so I will set up some exercises so you can play with that.
Okay, cool.
And we'll do more with that next week.
Okay,
and more
wonderful.
With relationships.
That's
fun,
nice.
Right?
Yeah, that's fun. I'll just quickly tell you, when the last image, I was actually in body, holding that person's hand, we gazed in each other's eyes, and my heart was filled with joy. It brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that exercise was complete.
I love working with you, Ma Beth.
I love working with you, Karen. This is fun. This is really fun.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you're going to have a wonderful week. I'll get some homework up by tomorrow.
That's great. Cool.
And, yeah. So, very, very cool. I feel great, too. It's one of the reasons I love, not only do I love helping people, but it always feels so wonderful.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. So, until next week.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.